The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 20th chapter, beginning with the first verse. Glory to you, O Lord. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. When he went out at about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You also go into the vineyard, and I'll pay you whatever's right." And so they went. When he went out again at about noon and about 3 o'clock, he did the same. And about 5 o'clock, he went out and found others standing around, and he said to them, "Why are you standing here idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no one's hired us." He said to them, "You also go into the vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, "Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last, then going to the first." When those hired about 5 o'clock came, they each received their usual daily wage. Now when the first came, they thought they had received more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. When they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last worked only an hour, and you've made them equal to us who bore the burden of the day and the scorching heat." And he replied to them, saying, "Friend, I'm doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I'm generous?" So the last will be first, and the first will be last. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, this should be an easy one to start out with. People could probably relate to me on this. It got really dark. Who is the firstborn? Firstborn child. That's right. I am the firstborn. What is the best part about being the firstborn? Being the firstborn. That's the best part. Setting the tempo, setting the agenda, setting the way things are going to be around the house. Plus, they spoil you rotten as the firstborn, right? There's a lot of laughing. They know that's not true. Okay. But being the firstborn, things I got to do. Well, I got to show my other two brothers how to grow up. I got to be the first to graduate, first to get out, first to get a job, first to be alive. All those things, first. I was there in the beginning. Then two more came along. Who's the baby? There's a lot more. A lot more babies. How about a middle child? Everybody else. That way everybody got a chance to raise their hand. Yes, middle child. Middle children could kind of relate to this too, I think. Especially from the perspective of the baby. The baby's got everything. Everything. Okay, I know. This is general. I see a few people shaking their heads. So not every baby got everything. But in my perspective, the baby got a lot. I did not get my first cell phone until I went to college. My baby brother got his first when he decided to start driving. That was about, I know, nowadays you get it like in fifth grade, but this wasn't fair to me. This was like eighth grade, ninth grade, he got his phone. My middle brother got the cell phone the same time I got my cell phone. That sure wasn't fair. I had to wait 19 years to get one. And if that wasn't fair enough, I was the good boy that was always home at 10 o'clock. I don't know if you believe me or not, but it's true. The other two, they'd push the boundaries. They would push a little bit, but no, would they always get punished? No, the time got later and later and later a little bit. And as they got to college, it was whatever. It wasn't fair. It wasn't fair. They got all the toys, especially the hand-me-downs. I guess that's okay. But they got everything. It seemed like they were always there. And especially with my younger brother, let's see, he got a job right out of college and what he wanted to be doing. He got married earlier. He got all this and that. It just wasn't fair. Can anybody relate to that? Anybody? It's not fair. And maybe you don't have siblings. Let's talk about the working world. I've got some experience in there, too, about it not being fair. I came into college, and the minimum wage was, you know, closer to $5. That's what I started at in Newman Auditorium. By the time I graduated, it was closer to $9. But the people coming in got $9. I had to go 4 years before I could make that kind of money, which at the time was a lot. But it wasn't fair. And sometimes it's not even fair, too, in today's world when you've been working at a certain place forever. And you're the one that might get fired instead of the person that's the newest. It's just not fair. Time doesn't seem to matter. That is where we're at in both of the readings that I'm looking at today. It's not fair. Jonah especially is saying, it's not fair, Lord. It is not fair that you told me to go to Nineveh, told me you were going to destroy these people. I'm a good guy. I know what I'm doing. The worst thing I ever could do was, you know, run away and get stuck in a fish. But I am good. I deserve all this. And I just knew, even though it's not fair, you were going to change your mind because you are a generous God. You're full of compassion and abounding in steadfast love. I knew it. It's not fair, but I knew you were going to do it. That's why I didn't want to go. I knew it. And if that's not enough from Jonah, today's gospel reading about the kingdom of heaven, those people that were there right in the beginning worked the hardest part of the day. They worked the heat of the day. They worked everything. They were there from beginning to end. But he kept getting more people throughout the day. And at the end, what happens? They all get the same daily wage. How's that fair? I've been working since the very beginning. I was there at the beginning. Yeah, I should be getting a lot more than they got. You're giving this person that was here an hour the same amount of money? All they did was show up, wash their hands, and they were done. What is there? Why? It's not fair. How many times can we say that in our own lives, too? It's not fair. We can think of so many examples like this where we were there first, where we were there second. And yet, we're all rewarded the same. And another thing I think we can relate to about not being fair too, at times, if we're honest with ourselves, can be the kingdom of God, isn't it? Some of us have been Christians from the very, very beginning, since baptism, never wavered, always came to church on Sundays, always came, never stopped in college or early adulthood, never stopped, just kept going, always came, shared the word, did all these different things. Of course we're there. We're going to make it, right? But what about those that God hasn't forgotten either? What about those that started out and fell away? Disappeared during their early adulthood, but came back. Those that come later in life, maybe they meet somebody and then they attend later in their life. Maybe it's even on their deathbed that they finally realize that Christ is there. What about that? What about the people that never come around, that never choose to believe or end up believing? What about them? It's not always fair, is it? And that's true with the kingdom of God, too, like I was just saying. It's not always fair if we're honest with ourselves. But you know what? That is a good thing, that especially in this case, that it is not fair. That Christ remembers the ones that were there at the beginning, those in the middle, those at the end, those that might not even show up. Christ remembers them. That's a good thing that God was able to change his mind. God is able to be full of slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That is a good thing for all of us. Because we all made mistakes. We've all fallen off and doubted ourselves, doubted Christ. We've all been in different spots. Some of us, like I said, have been here from the beginning. Some might be here for the first time today. Some might be hearing these words for the first time today. It's a good thing that, as it says in the gospel reading today, am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Am I not allowed to save everyone? Am I not allowed to be there for those that are just coming? Am I not allowed to send my own son to save you? Sure, maybe you made a few less sins than your neighbor, but am I not allowed to save them too? Am I not allowed to save you? If we're honest, we don't deserve it. We don't deserve any of this. And yet, he still does. He still saves us through that amazing grace, forgiveness of sins, and eternal life. Sometimes, it's not even by our works, but it's through Jesus. And that is an amazing promise for all of us. The generosity of God is amazing. And to tie it back into my childhood, at least, and this might not be true for all of you, but this is true for me. So I'm going to tell you how it is for me, at least. It wasn't always fair being the oldest. It wasn't always fair. But there's one thing that I could count on before me, for my two brothers, all the above. No matter how many mistakes we made, no matter who was first, no matter who was last, my parents both loved us unconditionally. Loved us so much to forgive us when we made our mistakes, to be there in those moments when we might say it's not fair, to always be there, to always give us that unconditional love and forgiveness from mom and dad. That's true for me, even though I would be the one saying it's not fair. And in the kingdom of God, that's true for all of you too. All of you outside of the doors, all of you on the radio, all of you that are here today, all of you present, it's true. And while sometimes we might find ourselves saying it's not fair, we should thank God that it's not fair, that he's there for each and every one of us with that grace, forgiveness of sins, and eternal life. That promise of I forgive you, I'm with you, I choose to do this for you. I lay down my life for you, for all of you. That's an amazing promise. So hear those words as you go. Hear that promise and know that even though the first will be last and the last shall be first, that's okay. Because we're all loved by that same God, by that same Jesus. And thanks be to God for that generosity, even when we find ourselves saying, that's not fair. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.